NPR's business news starts with workers who aren't doing business at all. The new unemployment rate in this country is 6.1%. That's the highest in nearly 5 years. Today, the Labor Department said the economy lost another 84,000 jobs in August alone. That's the equivalent of the number of people who would fill a football stadium. NPR's Frank Langfitt has more.
America's economic slowdown has had a few silver linings. One was the unemployment rate. Despite the trouble in construction and financial sectors, unemployment had remained relatively low in the 5% range. Not anymore. In August, it leapt across the 6% threshold. Robert Dye is senior economist with PNC Financial Services in Pittsburgh.
This is a big jump. We've been saying 1/10 or 2/10. This jump here is 4/10 this month. Up to this point, we've seen minor bleeding in terms of labor markets. We haven't cut an artery yet, but this report makes me concerned that we might be getting close. We might start to see cascading layoffs.
Unemployment in the 5% range is still considered relatively healthy, but 6% is a psychological barrier and suggests bigger problems. Dye says that one thing driving unemployment higher is that job losses are no longer confined to a few sectors.
Originally, it was concentrated earlier in the year in durable goods manufacturing and construction. And now we're seeing it spreading out into retail trade and to other services that have up to this point resisted the slowdown, one of those being leisure and hospitality.
Ultimately, what's behind the new unemployment rate? More than 9 million Americans out of work. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Washington.
And again, that unemployment rate today officially is 6.1%, the highest in years.